Nakara Marim, page Kuf Mem Dalid. The piece is called Emes V'Chaim. Okay, we're going to learn today one Gemara, Talmud Yerushalmi, and Maseches Brachos. And we're going to really learn one Pasuk in the book of Jeremiah. B'Yerushalmi Sham Isa. The Yerushalmi tells the following conversation that took place. V'Hashem Elokim Emes. When we say Shema every day, when we say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, right, we're a little bit hinting, referencing this pasuk in Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu Perek Yud, pasuk Yud. V'Hashem Elokim Emes, God is a God of truth. Mahu Emes, in what sense is Hashem true? Interesting question. Amar Rabbi Avon, Shehu Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam. That He is a God who's alive and King of the world. Now, what's particularly perplexing about this response is that's just the end of the pasuk. So Hashem Elokim Emes, in what way is God a God of truth? Mahu Emes, what's the truth of Hashem? Says Rabbi Avon, I'll just read the end of the pasuk. That Hu Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam. Right? So if a pasuk, it's the end of the same pasuk. Vitzarech Lahavin. So we need to understand, what was the Yerushalmi asking? What exactly is the answer? All he did was finish quoting the pasuk. What was the question? What's the implied question that it's really a Yerushalmi teaching us how to read the pasuk? What's the implied question of the first part of the pasuk, and how does the second part of the pasuk answer that question? V'tzarech lahavin mahuk shalo liYerushalmi. What was bothering the Yerushalmi when it said mahu emes? What is the truth of God? What was it asking? U'ma mitaritz Rabbi Avon. What is Rabbi Avon's answer? B'simo es a pasuk shehu Elokim chayim u'melech olam. In what way is that the response, that He is a living God and King of the world? How is that the response to how is Hashem Emes? Hashem is Emesdik because He's the King of the world and He's a living God. What does that mean? We'll have an inyan yesh lomar, she'el kasha elahem al pi pshuto. Chevra, a very simple yisod. And it's very simple, but the truth is, throughout Jewish history, it's somewhat debated to what degree this idea that we're about to learn is true. And Chassidus pushed hard to emphasize the simplest version of this truth, which is the following. Ma rotza ha-navi Yirmiyahu ligalos lanu b'masha hosif acher v'Hashem Elokim tevas emes. Let's ask on Jeremiah. Yirmiyahu ha-navi. Heilige Yirmiyahu ha-navi. A navi who suffered a lot for the Jewish people. Suffered a lot for Hashem. Yirmiyahu ha-navi. What did you mean when you said v'Hashem Elokim emes? What were you trying to... You're saying God is true, that what? That we believe in that there is a God? That God is true, God is truthful? What are you trying to say? What is the word emes explaining? Uma od chaser b'masha amar Hashem v'Hashem haynu. What does that name mean? Mitziuso yisbarach haya hoveviya. Right? Yudke vavke means that Hashem was, Hashem is, Hashem always will be. And then you said, Yirmiyah, you said, Elokim. What does the name Elokim mean? Hashem is Moshel, V'Tokif, Ubal HaYecholes. Hashem is the ruler, and Hashem is strong, and Hashem has all of the power at His disposal. V'lama od tzarech haya lahosif tevas emes. So Yirmiyah, we ask you, what were you saying when you said Hashem, Elokim? Hashem, you're saying God is past, present, and future. You said Elokim, God is the source of all strength. So what is emes adding? Zos haisa kavanas hamakshav Yerushalmi. This was the question Yerushalmi is asking. What did you mean, Prophet Yirmiyah? What did you mean? Mahu v'Hashem Elokim Emes. What did you mean when you said Hashem Elokim Emes? And of course, that's what we do. We play into this when we're makabel ol malchus shemayim Hashem Elokeichem Emes v'amuna Emes v'yatziv. So we're into this idea. We're into this idea of Hashem Elokim Emes. What does it mean? Kavanas Rabbi Avon HaMasayim HaSeifa. So Rabbi Avon says, just really understand the end of the pasuk, you'll know exactly what Yirmiyahu HaNavi was getting at. Because the pasuk includes Shehu Elokim Chaim Umelech Olam. It's a biur al reisha dekra. It's an explanation of the first part of the pasuk. How so? Yesh lomar al pi hayadua. Cover three lines from the bottom. Shahayu apikorsim shamnam haaminu shakadosh baruch hu baras olam. There are some who believe, deniers of true understanding of how Hashem operates in the world, there are those heretics who believe that, yes, there is a God who created the world. But then they believe that after Hashem created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the world to operate on its own. Turn to the top of the next page. And Rabbi say, this is Mamish and Yana Dioma. This is what Hashem is doing to power in these parshios. I want to show you that I am God Bekerev Haaretz. As Rashi explained in last week's parsha, I'm not just a God out there. I'm a God within physical reality. Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Arov. Down to the Kinim, the tiniest Kinim. I can bring together impossible contradictions. Fire and water. Barad. I can operate on land and sea and sky. I'm all-encompassing. Because Paro said, who is this Hashem? Paro also had an understanding of a concept of a God. But what do you mean, a God who hears your cries, who's actively involved in the details of your life? He couldn't accept such an idea. This past Shabbos in Shul, we had a double ufruf. So I said over this Gevaldik Vart that I saw from Rav Meislish, Shlita of Meretz Yisrael. Rav Meislish says that when the Chassan, and try to remember this, when you get married one day, I know maybe that's a long time away for some of us, right? Halavai, it should be soon, it should go easily, say amen, it should be an easy process. When you get married one day, try to remember this kavan under the chuppah. Maybe it'll stick. Sometimes you hear a vart and it sticks. This is the type of vart that could stick. The chassan takes a ring. The kala extends her right index finger, her etzba. What's the Hebrew word for a ring? A tabas. Tabas is milashon teva, nature. What's the etzba? Well, we encountered in last week's parsha, the etzba elokim. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's finger or hand expressing itself, revealing itself in Mitzrayim. What are the Chassan and Kala agreeing, sort of, to do through that process of Kiddushin under the Chuppah? The Chassan takes the Tabas, he takes Teva, he takes natural life, he takes the mundane order of things. He takes the natural world. He takes the way that we sometimes perceive things to be. He takes all of Teva, Tabas, he takes that in his hand, and he says to his Kala, as they begin to form a formal bond of a relationship, of a marriage, Kiddushin, a bond that means that from this point forward, if we want to separate, we need to get formally divorced. Kiddushin, harayat mekudesh asli. With this tabas, you're being now betrothed to me with this tabas. A bond that separates you from everyone else and links you uniquely to me. So you take all of teva in that tabas. And the kala presents, so to speak, the etzba elokim. That finger which represents the etzba elokim. And you make a commitment to each other that in our home, we're going to take teva. All of the experiences of life are going to make sure that we recognize that it's all from Hashem. We attach teva to the etzba elokim. That there should never be a teva attached from Hashem. The teva of, you know, God forbid, in life, there's a lot of bumps in the road. But is Hashem going to be part of our home, or is Hashem going to not be part of our home? Is Hashem going to be only with us in the happy times? Is Hashem going to be with us in everything? When things work out, Hashem is with us. When things don't work out, Hashem is with us. Well, you gave me a new computer this summer. They were giving out computers. So yesterday the thing updated and reset, and now like my Hebrew font is totally messed up. So I was up so early this morning trying to just, I didn't realize it was messed up until this morning. And I was trying, like I wasted so much time. I was getting so frustrated. My kids, our two younger children were up early this morning, and they came down. I was complaining a lot. I said, I need to dive into Hashem more. I said, Yaakov, you need your help. I need you to tell Hashem to fix my computer for me. Right? Because this Hashem runs the world. It's not by chance. It's a teva, you know, a computer resets, it doesn't update, now something's not working right, I've got to speak to the IT department, whatever it is. But do I believe that the teva is mukusher to the etzba elokim? It's part of Hashem's master plan. It's part of Hashem's master plan. So keep Hashem in the picture. The Rabbi Korsen will believe, says Rabbi Yaakov Eirshechta, that Hashem created the world, but Hashem doesn't run the world. Hashem's not involved in the world. So what are we saying, what is Yirmiyahu HaNavi saying when he says, Vashem elokim emes, Hu Elokim Chaim Umelech Olam. Top of page Kuf Memhei. What does it mean? V'nei muva b'kisvei Arizal. The Arizal explains. Now we're going to have just a few amazing Ma'amari Chazal here to highlight this point. We're about to learn what the word MS means. Right? On a deeper level, what is MS associated with? If I say the word MS, what do you think of? What other words do you think of in Jewish thought? In Pnimiyas HaTorah. Says the Arizal, Shem Eizo Mida O Bechina Misuyemis Mistalekes Vaoveres Mimakum Lamakum. If a particular trait or an expression of something that was present moves to a different place, it's no longer present, it's no longer in that place, nikres histalkus zu misa. The removal of something is called misa. Doesn't mean that the thing died or the person died. But if there was a tzaddik who came to visit, and then the tzaddik left, and now there's a void, that void is called misa. There was a presence of life that was here, and now there's a feeling that that experience has died. Obviously, we try to hold on to it. It lives on within us. But if there's an experience that you had, and now it's no longer present, a place that you are and you're no longer there, someone was present and now they're no longer there. I'm not talking about they necessarily physically died, but that's called a misa. Biyachas la'osa olam sha'azvosa. In relation, yachas means in relation to, right? Yichus, biyachas. In relation to the world in which it was found, and the world sha'azvosa, in which it left. Right? When someone graduates from YU, their presence is felt. Our shir, we had a certain guy in the shir, and now he graduated, so now we feel, right? There's a misa, there's also a chayim, there's new guys, new life comes to the shir. But in any situation, there's chayim and misa taking place. Presence and lack of presence. That's what the Arizal say. It's a deep idea. V'isa b'lekute moran, in the fourth line, Rabbi Nachman says in the 23rd Torah of Lekute Moran, shechayim hu b'chinas emes. Let's make another connection. Chayim is associated with emes. Someone explain why. New Max, tell us why. Why is Chaim connected to MS? What's the connection between Chaim and MS? Right, MS, okay, so MS, truth, real truth, is eternal, right? The essence of life is eternal life. My neshama, which is the source of my life, is eternal. Hashem, who we call in Yishtabach, right? We say Hashem is the Chai Olamim or the Chai Olamim. Hashem is the source of all life, is the life of all life, is the neshama of all neshamos, right? So Chayim is a bechina of emes, v'sheker hu bechinas misa. And a lie, which eventually crumbles, is connected to the world of misa. And Rabbi Nachman explains that be'arichus in Torah Chav Gimel of Lekutim Oran. V'ayin b'zohar, here's another teaching. Simana dechaya lo sharia ela ba'os emes. A source of life, an indication of life, is only sharia. What does sharia mean? Present. It's only found by the os emes. Os emes debay sharian chayim. By emes, there's life. By life, there's emes. Who knows what the os emes is? Anyone know which letter of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet is called the os emes? Shin, you said? No. That's a good guess. The Os Emes, we usually say in the writings of the Zohar that the Os Emes is the letter Vav. The Vav is the Os Emes. Now, let's just think about it for a second. I'm only thinking about it in this context for the first time right now, but I have a thought I want to share. That Vav, what does Vav represent? Attachment, right? Continuity, right? The end, and, like what comes next, right? So this happened. Is it dead now or end? Is it molid something? Does it create something? Which body part is associated with the letter Vav? The Os Bris is connected to the letter Vav. Right? Obviously, the Bris Milah creates MS, creates life, literally producing life, reproduction of children. Right? It has the ability to give kiyum to the world. That when a parent dies, their child lives on and carries on the family name, whatever it may be. So the Os Emes is connected to what? It's connected to life itself. And what comes next? A continuity. An eternal existence, like we've been explaining. V'chein b'gemara Sanhedrin. Amazing Gemara Sanhedrin. Listen to this Gemara. Wild Gemara. Alahu Asra v'kushta shemei. There was a place that was known as Kushta. What does Kushta mean in Aramaic? Truth. There was a certain town that was known as Kushta. V'lo hava mishanan Bidiburayu, they would not mishana, they would not change diburayu, their words. They were very honest. It was a town where everyone spoke truthfully. That was a town they prided themselves on the midah of emes. V'lo have mis inish mehasam b'lo zimne. V'lo have mis, and no one died. Inish, no person died. Mehasam from there b'lo zimne, not in his time. No one ever died young. People lived to a ripe old age there. People lived long lives. Why? because the place that they found themselves in was called Kushta. And the Gemara says, Kushta Kai. Kushta Kai, truth stands. Okay? Who can tell me, what's the gematria of Kushta Kai? Kai is spelled Kuf Aleph Yud. What's the gematria of Kushta Kai? Truth stands. How much? 531? Okay, let's hold on to that number. 631? 531. 631, machlokas. How much is Kushta? Kushta is 416. And how much is Kai? 111. So what is it? 527. Okay? Kushta Kai, 527. Okay, let's hold on to that number for just a moment, and let's keep reading. Says the Gemara, the place called Kushta, no one died prematurely. Okay. V'chein b'ksubis, another Gemara, ksubis daf yud gimel, b'divrei Rabbi Yoshua al isha she'ena ne'emenes. Amazing. When the Gemara describes, when Rabbi Yoshua talks about a woman who is not to be believed, not to be trusted, there's amazing Maamar Chazal. Amar lo mipia anuchayim. We don't live by her mouth. What does that mean? We don't live by her mouth. You want to say that she's not trusted, right? In other words, we're not going to live in accordance with what she said. Lo mipia anuchayim. But the Shita Mekubetzes over there, he writes, Mefarish Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes explains in Ksubis that yes, we don't live by her mouth because life and truth are synonymous. Ki emes nikra chayim. Again, as we find in the writings of the Arizal. Gam Amru Chazal, a Gemara that you've heard before in Tanis Daf Hei Amud Beis, Yaakov, who is the Mida of Emes, Lo Meis. You've heard this Gemara, Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis? Yaakov never died. The Gemara says, what do you mean? It says in the Torah that the Egyptians embalmed him, right? That they put him in a coffin, and he's dead. So it says, yeah, but the spirit of Yaakov lives on. Just as his children live on, so too he lives on. Interesting Gemara, hard to know what that means. There's a concept of Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Yaakov is an Ish Emes, Titein Emes Li Yaakov. Explains of Shimshon Miastropoli on the Pasuk of Titein Emes Li Yaakov, Pasuk in Micha. If Yaakov is connected to Emes, then Yaakov is connected to Nu, to Chaim, to life. Right? And that's why we're not called B'nai Avraham. We're not called B'nai Yitzchak. We're called B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who represents the continuity of the Jewish people. Yaakov is the one who had the most children, and each of the Shvatim created the various pathways in which each of us were created. Right? Says Rav Shimshon Miastropoli, who was tragically murdered during the massacres of Tach V'Tat, he says that Emes Li Yaakov is the same letters as what? Yaakov Lo Meis. You see it? Emes Li Yaakov, you see? If you rearrange the letters, it's the same letters as Yaakov Lo Meis. Because it's the same exact inyan. The fact that Yaakov lives, again, whatever that means, right? The Gemara says obviously physically Yaakov died, right? But in a certain sense, the midah of Yaakov is Emes, and he lives on. So therefore, Yaakov Inu Lo Meis, Emes Li Yaakov, it's the same letters. Okay? Because Emes is Bechinas Chayim, which is the opposite of Misa. Okay, let's pause here and let's go back to that number. What was the number? Kushta Koi? 527. I saw once in the Sefer, the Yitzaber Yosef, which is part of the Sefer B'nai Shleshim. So he writes in there, he says, which Torah personalities are known for Emes? Well, we just said one, Titin Emes Li Yaakov. Who else is Emes? Who else is Emes? He's actually related. He's related, not I'm talking about biological relation, obviously, but he's related to Yaakov in terms of sharing a midah. Let's think. Emes. What do we know about Emes? Emes, we said, is Chaim. Right? We said Emes is eternal. Which of the spheros is eternal? Netzach. Moshe. Moshe. Emes. Visoraso. Emes. Right? Moshe is Emes. There's an opinion in the Gemara in Sota that Moshe never died. And the Gemara says, we also don't know where Moshe is buried. And we know from the Torah at the end of Moshe's life, he's got full strength. So even though the Torah says Moshe died, kind of like Yaakov Avinu Lomis. There are tzaddikim who die, but they don't really die. And the Zohar says that Moshe and Yaakov are sort of the inside and the outside track of the same idea. Within Tiferes, the Midah of Tiferes, there's Moshe and Yaakov. They share a certain commonality. And again, Moshe is typically associated with the Midah of Netzach, which means eternity. So Moshe Emes, it's also Emes, Titan Emes LeYaakov. What's the gematria of Moshe plus Yaakov? How much is Moshe in gematria? 345. How much is Yaakov in gematria? 182. What's 345 plus 182? 527. So the B'nai Shleishim says Moshe plus Yaakov is gematria. What the Gemara says, Kushta Koi. Truth stands. Truth less. Moshe and Yaakov are those individuals who are the embodiment of truth. Right? That's why the Torah is called Toras Moshe. Zichru Toras Moshe, says the Navi. Torah is eternal. Moshe on a certain level is eternal. The Zohar says that the Hashpa of Moshe is Pashtusa de Moshe b'chol dara v'dara. Moshe's presence is forever. That's why in the Gemara sometimes, a few places, you have it in Chulin and Sukkah and Shabbos, the Gemara says, you have rabbis in the Gemara calling each other Moshe. Right? One of the Amoraim or Tanaim would say something, and he would say, oh, Moshe, you said good. My name's not Moshe. Yeah, but when you say good, you're becoming good. Right? My name's not Moshe. Yeah, but you have the spirit of Moshe. If you say Torah's Emes, if you say a truthful Torah idea, your soul becomes infused with the soul of Moshe. Okay? So getting back now to our point. So Emes is synonymous with Chaim, synonymous with eternity. And therefore, yeah. That's the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kushta Koi. Koi means to stand. Truth stands. Truth less.
And Moshe
plus Yaakov is Gematria Kushta Koi.
How are the two facets of
MS? Oh, how are they different? So I didn't discuss the difference between them. We just pointed out they both have a strong connection to the Midah of MS. Titan MS Yaakov, Moshe MS with Taraso MS. Right? They both are Torah. Right? Yaakov is the Ish Tam, Yoshev Ovalim. Interesting. Tom is mace backwards, the opposite of mace, right? So he's the hippuch of Misa. Nimsa. So it says Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter, second to last paragraph on page Kuf Mem Hey. If you came in late, make sure you get the new pages. Nimsa sha'osam apikorsim, hasoivrim bedaitam hara, sha'ozav Hashem es aretz. So those foolish individuals who think that Hashem is not present in the world, that God exists somewhere out there, Imkain al pis varasam hara ze inyan misa bibachinas elokim. If you believe that God created the world, but God is no longer present in the world, so that's a form of misa. That's what we started with, the Ariza. If something is present and then withdraws its presence, if you believe that Hashem has left, so to speak, so then you're living in an area, you're living in an existence that's filled with death, that void. So you'll say, wait a minute, hold on a second. I've read some deep Jewish, you know, works in Hebrew or in English. I've heard about the idea that when Hashem created the world, he retracted his infinite light. He made a space for us. In the writings of Pnimius HaTorah, it's called the Chalol HaPanoi, the empty space. No? So what would you say? So perhaps the deeper way to understand that is there's a perception of an empty space, right? There's a perception of empty space. Hashem, how you doing? No response. I guess he's not here. That would have been cool, no? That would have been really awesome. Okay. So we just called out, no, Hashem, I thought you liked to respond to us. Karov Hashem l'chol karav. Hashem, I thought you're close to all who call out to you. We say it in Ashrei 3 times a day. Hashem, where's the response? You're out there. Hashem, you're out there. No? Guess he's not here. So Chas V'Shalom, there's a perception that he's not here. What name do we say to a person who's going through a really tough time? They're sitting Shiva. They feel this unbelievable void. They just encountered Misa Mamish. Someone died. What do we say to them? Hamakom. What is the name Hamakomim? How does the Medrash understand why God is called Makom? He's Makomo Shel Olam. In other words, Hashem is the space of the world. Hashem fills all space. Hashem is Memale Kol Almin. Hashem fills all worlds. He's also Sovev Kol Almin. He also surrounds all worlds. Hashem is here and he's also beyond. But that's what Hashem said to Paro in last week's Parsha. Paro, don't be an idiot. I want you to know that I am Hashem, in the language of last week's Parsha, Kerev Haaretz, in the earth. I'm here, I'm in your dirt, I'm in your water. I'm in your frogs here, frogs there, frogs are jumping everywhere. That's me. That's my hashpa everywhere. Right? All of that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu proving that I'm entirely present. And don't think for a second that I'm not here. So those who make the mistake to think that Hashem, there is a God, but he's out there. So that is recognizing what? Elokim. Elokim is the God as Hashem exists within the natural order of things. That's why the Svarma Kadoshim say, what's the gematria of Elokim, that name of Hashem? 86, which is gematria Hateva. Right? Hateva, the natural order of things. Hateva is 86, the same as Elokim. If you believe that Hashem put the world into motion and then there's just nature, the way things are, without any divine intervention, so that's believing in Elokim, and power believed in Elokim. But who is this Hashem? Asher Yishma Bakola. Who is this Hashem you keep talking about? Who is this Hashem? That I'm not familiar with. A God who's actively involved? So Hashem says, okay, I'll show you. Dam, Tzardeya, Kinim, Arov, Dever, Shchin. I'll show you how involved I am. V'im Sheheim Ma'aminim Bo. And even if they believe that there is a God, Im Kol Zeh, Ein Ma'aminim Shehu Benimtza, Kan Kivyachol. They don't believe that Hashem is Kivyachol Mamish right here. Because Hashem has withdrawn his hashkacha. He's withdrawn his involvement from the world. That's called Misa. So how does the Navi Yirmiyah respond to that? Now the Pasuk is beautiful. What's the Navi Yirmiyah saying? What's the Yerushalmi helping us to work out that we started with? What was the Yerushalmi's question? Vashem, Elokim, Emes. Why do you need the word Emes? What's Emes adding? Vashem, Elokim, Emes. What's Emes adding? And the answer is, Im Kain, Ein Elokeim Emes. What the claim is that your God is not Emes. Emes means what? Chaim, a living God. A God who's alive in your life, whose presence is felt. Again, life not in the sense that, yeah, but they believe that God is alive somewhere out there. But live means presence, like the Arizal said. If something removes itself, that's called death. If something is present, active, involved, that's called life. So therefore, explains again, explains of Yaakov Meir, there are those who believe that Hashem has left, that the God is not Emes El Sheker, that it's a God of Misa. Right? As a great philosopher once declared, God is dead. What was he saying, God is dead? What did he mean by that? Right? Could I believe that God is out there, but he's dead down here? A lot of people believe that. Chas v'shalom, says Rav Yaakov Meir. And that's what the Navi is saying. Al ze amar ha-Navi, v'Hashem Elokim Emes. What's the end of the Pasuk? Hu Elokim Chayim, he's a living God, he's active in our life, Umelech Olam, and he's the king of the world. A king governs, a king rules, a king tells his subjects how to live, what to do, what's expected of them. So it's the God who is Emes, right? Don't get lost in that word Elokim, is what the Navi Yirmiyah is saying. Vashem Elokim, sometimes yes, sometimes it's clear to us Hashem, Yudke Vavke. Haya, Hove, Yiyah. I saw Hashem in my past. I see Hashem in my present. I know Hashem will be there for me in the future. Sometimes I get a little lost in Elokim. I know God exists, but he's kind of a little bit withdrawn. So MS says, bring Hashem back in. And that's what the Navi says, that he's an Elokim Chayim. He may be Elokim, but he's Chayim. He's actively involved. He's Melech HaOlam. He governs the world. He rules in the world. Okay, bottom paragraph on page Kuf Mem Hei. Three lines from the bottom. So now again, let's just talk through it again. Vashem Elokim Emes, and the Yerushalmi says, Mahu Emes. What does it mean, Emes? What are you trying to emphasize when you say Emes? Is there an Elokim that's Sheker? Obviously, we're talking about a true God. God is Emes. Umitarets, and the Yerushalmi answers, Hu Elokim Chaim Umelech HaOlam. Hainu, Shakavana Sanavi Hu, turn the page. Ba'amru Vashem Elokim Emes, what the Navi meant when he said Hashem is a true God, Shemalo Chola Aretz Kavoda. That Hashem fills the whole world with his kavod, with his presence, with his honor, with his glory, with his presence. Hainu Shuhu Nimsa Bachol Makom, that Hashem is found in every place, his name is Makom. Hamakom Yinachim Eschem. That when you feel that void after encountering real death, and you go to pay a shiva call and you say to the person, Hamakum Yachim Eschem, realize there's a perception of a void. your relative who's no longer with you in this world, you'll be reunited one day. We believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim. We believe in the eternal nature of the soul. Right? Hamakom, remind yourself that every place is Hashem's place. And in the words, again, of the Zohar, V'leis asar panoi minei. Who knows what that phrase means? Who else knows what that phrase means? V'leis, what does leis mean? There's no atar. Place. Like the Moira de Asra. A rabbi is called the Moira de Asra. What does that mean? You ever heard the term? Moira de Asra? Right? What is the Moira de Atra? What does that mean? Moira de Asra. Moira means the master of the Atra, of the place. He's the head honcho, right, for that community. Hopefully the rabbi has a little authority. Moira de Asra, he's the balabas, he's in charge. He dictates the policies of the shul. So there's no asar, there's no place, panoi minei, devoid of him. There's no place where he is not. There's no place where Hashem is not found. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Pasha. Shezek amor bechinas chaim. That's what it means to be a living God. Shulo azav esaaretz velo nedar mishum makom. Hashem has never abandoned the earth, and Hashem is not. Again, there's a perception. You have to remember, we're playing a really crazy game. And the crazy game is that it doesn't look like Hashem is anywhere to be found. And the Torah said Hashem is going to hide his face from you. That doesn't mean he's not there. That means he's in the room with you. He's just hiding under a blanket. Right? So your job is to say, I see you, Hashem. You can't fool me. Right? It looks like I'm standing at a shtender, but really the shtender is made up of the letters of your Torah, and it's all an expression, a physical manifestation of your presence in this world. And because of that, I treat my shtender with respect. Right? When I see another human being, that's a tzelem Elokim. That's a manifestation of something about you in this world, Hashem. I treat that person with respect. There's no place that is devoid of him. She'ein etzlo b'chinas misa klal. Hashem never died. God is not dead. V'hu mechaye u'mahave es hakol, v'zeh u'melech olam. Hu moshel u'mani gesol ameinu. He guides, directs, and leads our world. This is mamash what we're learning in these parashos. This is Hashem's response to anyone in history who will ever say that God is not actively involved and he's not listening. And he's not in charge, he's not in control. Hashem took the greatest world power, Paro, the root of all exile. And Hashem was Goel, he redeemed Klal Yisrael from that place with an unbelievable display of his Etzpa Elokim, of the Yad Chazaka, of the Zro and the Tuya. Again, all those physical manifestations to help us understand the concept of Hashem being present, of extending his finger and his hand and his arm to us, to pull us in. I'm in charge here. B'shlita maleya v'hu levado v'ein od. That he's in charge to the exclusion of all others. Shu Elokim Chaim Umelech Olam. Kevan Shehu Molech Ala Olam. Umeloch Olaretz Kavodo. Since he rules the world. And since the world is filled with his presence, Lachenu Nikra Elokim Chaim. He's a living God. He's a Kel Chai V'Kayam. Hashem Elokim Emes. He's a God of truth. Okay, I'm going to skip the next paragraph. And we're going to end today with the bottom piece on page Kuf Mem Vav. Four lines from the bottom. He quotes a line from Rabbi Nachman in the Sichos Aran, where it's bolded. Mi sheyesh lo amuna chayav chayav. Interesting. A person who has their life is life. A person who has true emuna, their life is alive. What does that mean? What does Rabbi Nachman mean by that? Sichos Aran nun zayin. What do they mean by that? Ukeshe emuna me'ir la adam. When a person has the true emuna, to live with Hashem, not just to know there's a God somewhere out there. To bring Hashem with you to class, to bring Hashem with you to work, to bring Hashem with you to the Beis Medrash, to bring Hashem with you to get a slice of pizza across the street, to bring Hashem with you when you play ball, to bring Hashem with you when you're doing your homework, to bring Hashem with you when you're sitting in the bathroom or taking a nap in bed. If you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times, then your life is alive. You feel the presence of Hashem in your life. Ukeshe emuna me'ir la adam, when emuna brings light to a person's life. Azayhu chosh v'roash Hashem yizbarach mechayu mahaves olameinu. With emuna, I live with Hashem, and I feel Hashem is still the balabas of the world, even when the world gets crazy. V'hu ha'adon asher asa osa v'yasa l'chol amasim. Hashem, you always were, you always will be. Adon olam asher malach b'terem kol yitzir nivra. You were the king of the world before there was a world. You always were and you always will be. Haya hove v'iya. Va'kol mushkach umunhag me'ito b'chachma nifla Mituchnan heitev. The world is very precisely directed. Hashem is the manik. Hashem is the one who's guiding the world. With a chachma nifla. With an amazing mituchnan heitev. It is very deliberate. There's a design. Mituchnan. There's a blueprint for the world. Kol ha'olam al kol pratav v'diktukav. Every detail of the world. B'shkacha pratis koleya el asar. Mamish. To a hair's breadth. It's mamish precise. The tzaddikim talked about this in wondrous ways. Rav Simcha Buna Prashischa, the Rapshitzer, had amazing statements about a person. You're walking down the street. I'm trying to remember who said which one. They both gave a mashal. I don't remember. Rav Simcha Buna Prashischa said one, and the Rapshitzer said one. And Rav Simcha Buna, I said last night, his yard site is Tay. It's not. Rav Simcha Buna's yard site is an L. Rav Simcha Buna Prashischa, I think, was the one who said that if a person's walking down the street, and without even thinking, or with thinking, you kick a rock. Right? As you're walking, you accidentally, you kick a pebble from point A to point B. That's b'hashkacha pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the rock to move from point A to point B. Now, I'm not going to get into the question of how does Bechira and Yediyah work, right? But when that bus drives by just now and a little pebble goes bouncing under its wheel, there's a reason that it moved. It moved b'hashkacha. Someone once came to the Magid of Mezrich, walked into the room, the Magid of Mezrich, the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He walked into the study of the Magid of Mezrich to speak with him. And the Magid of Mezrich had to step out for a minute. So while he was out of the room, this person, who was also a tzaddik, but a younger person, he wanted to check out like what the Magid has in his room, in his private room. So he's looking around at his desk, and he sees he has this little silver snuff box on his desk. So he picks it up, and he's looking at it, he opens it up, he looks at it. He hears the Magid's footsteps coming back, and he puts back the snuff box. Puts it back. Magid walks into the room and he says, "What did you do?" "Nothing." No, you touched something. You moved something. So he says, "Yeah, Rebbe, I admit I was, when you stepped out, I was curious, I was looking around, I picked up your snuff box. But I put it back, I think I put it back, exactly in the right spot." So Magid says to him, "A person who doesn't know shouldn't touch." That's what he said. Like, you moved it over a millimeter and like the ulam was just shifted because of you, Like, don't move things around. On Shabbos, a day where we're more aware, there's something called muksa. Right? Part of muksa is not moving things for no reason, not touching things for no reason. Be mindful of your touch. Because literally picking something up and putting it down has a hashpa. It makes a difference. Now, we may not know what we're doing. We're not big tzaddikim. But to know that when I walk down the street and a pebble gets kicked from under my foot, says Rav Simcha Buna Prashischa, when it moves from point A to point B, that's b'hashkacha pratis. The Rapshitzer said something even crazier, I think. The Rapshitzer said, sometimes you have, imagine like, imagine you take a stick and you stick it into sand. Imagine there's a stick stuck in sand. Yeah? Or a plant that's rooted in the ground. Right? And you pull out the stick from the sand. And what happens? Now there's a hole. So what happens? The sand that's surrounding the stick falls into the space. Right? So the Rapshitzer, if I remember correctly, or Naftali of Rapshitz, the Chetzadim Kaddish Levracha, said that each little grain of sand is being moved precisely by Shkacha Pratis. Now I say, what am I supposed to do with all this? What you're supposed to do with this is feel that Hashem is in your life. And there's ways to meditate on this. I told you once, you walk down the street and you see the leaves of a tree rustling. Think. It looks random. It looks like Teva, but Hashem Elokim Emes. Hashem is an Emes de God. He's a God who's Chaim. Hashem is in charge of the wind. It's a Medrash in Eicha. Hashem controls the wind. Right? And sometimes you'll say, but the wind sometimes is blowing in opposite directions. Right? God can do opposite things. Sometimes it looks like the wind is moving in opposite directions. Hashem can do that also. To feel that sense of precision in a person's life is an awesome thing. So that amuna gives life, and that's what Rabbi Nachman meant in the Sicha Saran. Mi sheyesh lo amuna chayev chayim. When you have amuna, your life is alive. Your life is truly alive. Okay? Let's finish the piece, top of page Kuf Mem Zayin. Let's just get to the next section. V'im sheroa dvarim tmuim. And if you see strange things in your life, you're wondering, why is it this way or that way? Ma'amin v'yodeh shagam zem yitoyiz barach. Know that Hashem runs the world. I don't know why it is, but I know it is. I don't know why it is, but I know that it is. I know that it is Hashem's hashkacha. Ula'asid lavo kasher yavir es ruach atuma min ha'aretz. And when Hashem removes that spirit of impurity from the earth, which is blocking out my ability to see Hashem clearly, od yira behem yoser plaus, you'll be able to see even more wondrous things. The story is told that when the Baal HaTanya was at the end of his life, mamash, at the end of his life, he was lying on his deathbed, and he saw there's a wooden beam, a support beam of the ceiling overhead. And he asked his relative who was sitting with him, what do you see? He said, I see a wooden beam. He said, I don't see a wooden beam anymore. I just see letters. I just see the letters. Everything's made up of letters. Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Hey. Everything's made up of letters. We don't see letters. I see a shulchan. I see a table. I don't see Shin Lamed Ches Nun, Shin Lamed Ches Nun, Shin Lamed Ches Nun. But the Baal HaTanya, Mamish, at Tzadik Kadosh, at the end of his life, was able, before he died, in this world, to catch a glimpse of how things really look. So when Mashiach comes, Lasid Lavo, in the future, we're going to be able to see things the way they really are. It's that moment when Yosef at Tzadik says, Ani Yosef, and all of a sudden, all the pieces click into place. Chavetz Chaim said, Hashem's going to say, Ani Hashem, like he did in Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden we'll see Hashem in everything. It'll be abundantly clear that he was fully present. Va'adraba, b'chol akushios v'atmios, yiru giluyim michachmaso anarav v'nifla. Not only will you not have questions anymore, but you'll have awesome answers. And you'll see unbelievable revelations through those answers. V'im lehepechas v'shalom kishenedar me'adam amuna zos. Last paragraph for today, but when a person lives without that amuna, that Hashem is actively involved in the world, hu nikra meis rachmanu litzlan. Your life is a dead life. What do you mean? But I'm breathing. I feel alive. I look alive. But in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Torah, and on a deeper level, you're not alive. Ki rishayim b'chayayim nikra'im meisim. Brachos daf yurches. Because wicked people, even in their life, are dead. They're zombies. They're walking through this world, not realizing there's a borei olam. Then what's the point of being alive? Because when you remove that aleph of emes, what are you left with? Aleph is alufo shel olam, the master, the chief. Aluf means a chief. When the master of the world is not present, then what are you left with? If you remove the aleph, the alufo shel olam, mitevas emes, nishar meis, rachman al etzlan. So then you're dead. Then you're dead. Olam, ulam, im zoichu meir alo amuna. However, if a person's amuna is bright and illuminated and real. Roha Adam Lafanav Olam Chai B'Mlo. He sees a world that's so full of life. So full of life. Ki achai v'kaya mechayu mahavo so v'chol yisrega. Because the true source of life, Hashem, is present at every moment. V'gam hu ba'atzmo nikra chai. Ki tzadikim nikram chayim. And a tzadik is called alive. A tzadik is so alive that even when he's dead, we still say he's alive. The very opposite of a rasha. And therefore, Chabakuk came in the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos. Ba Chabakuk, Chabakuk came alone. Ve'hamidan al achas. The Chabakuk says, I can sum up the entire Torah experience in the life of a Jew in a few words. V'tzadik ve'emunaso yichya. Tzadik is a person who what? Who has amuna, real amuna, and yichya. Then your life is really alive. So Hashem should help us to be able to see Hashem in our life. We'll talk more next week, when we continue, about how the Torah gives us that opportunity to make contact with Hashem in everything that we do. But to just be ma'amin in b'zeh, even though I can't see it with my physical eyes, to not be fooled. Lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Don't be fooled by your eyes. It looks like Hashem abandoned the world, but Hashem is as present now as He always was. Hashem is memale kol am, and leis asar panui mineh. There's no place that Hashem is not found. Okay? Yes?